our beloved people, this morning I want to read to you the opening prayer of today's Mass. And it goes this way. O God, who dost purify thy church with the annual observance of Lent, grant to thy household that what it strives to obtain from thee by abstinence, it may secure with good works. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. My beloved people, we are now in Lent. And as we said last week, that we must put away the things of a child, and that we must think in terms, in thoughts of grown-ups. Lent is a time of profound seriousness. It is a no-nonsense period of time. Everything that we do must be done with all of the seriousness that we can probably bring up for ourselves. We all think, and it's correct to think so, that it is important to improve and increase our devotion during Lent. Yes, we must do that. Our prayers must be better said, better thought out during Lent. Yes, we must do so. Wherever it is possible, and today, unfortunately, it isn't possible for so many people, wherever it is possible, we must go to Mass whenever we can with increased devotion. These are all things that we must do. How often, however, have we said in here, from this point right here, that all these devotions of ours must not be looked upon as automatic passports, because they are not. On the one hand, we're all asked to do these things, but there's something else that we have to do, and we don't really ever hear about it, probably because it is so sensitive to talk about. The older you get, the more you are inclined to put aside sensitivities because of the importance of what we have to say. Our blessed Lord most surely gave us the message. And our blessed Lord most surely showed us what was important and what was not important. Our blessed Lord had a softness of heart to those who committed sin. When the woman came to him at the dinner table and washed his feet, look how kindly he spoke to her. And he merely said, go my child, and sin no more. When the poor girl was caught in adultery and was dragged outside the city walls, each one of the draggers carrying a stone in his hand to stone her because she was a sinner, and sinners had to die because the letter of the law said so. And our blessed Lord, on that particular occasion, our Lord was always a man of good manners. He never abused those who should not have been abused. And our blessed Lord very privately stooped over and started writing privately in the dust. Nobody knows what he was writing. There's no record of it made, but he did write. And each one of those who looked and saw what he was writing, what did they do? Each one dropped his stone and walked away. One by one by one. And finally, our blessed Lord asked the young girl, where are those who were going to, where are they? Is anyone here to stone you, my child? And she said, no one. And what did our blessed Lord say? Neither will I. Go, my child, and sin no more. With the greatest kindness, with the greatest compassion, did our Lord speak to those who were sinners on the cross with the thief. But with those others, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are full of dead, your whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones, beautiful on the outside, if we would take a moment's time to go to the temple. And we find two men who went up to the temple to pray. And the one went up forward. Undoubtedly, he was a good man. Undoubtedly. He didn't hurt anybody, at least intentionally or whatever. He didn't, he did the normal things of life that are called upon to those in dealing with others. Yet this man, after producing a litany of his goodness, of the things that he did not do, and of the things that he did do that were good, yet that man went home without being justified. Why am I saying all these things today? It's Lent, yes. And in our bulletin today, in the opening words, we have such words as, we must learn that force is not the answer to force. That revenge is not the answer to injury. And that striking back is not the answer to personal attack, and so on. All of us go to church, and all of us say our prayers every morning. And in those prayers that we utter every morning, and we are determined, and we do use concentration and so forth in our prayers every morning. And we pray, for example, we pray to this particular saint or that particular saint or whoever, and we ask that saint to make us meek. To take away from us our anger that resides in us. And we seal it off, my beloved people. We ask this prayer. And we seal it off with an oath, as it were. We ask this. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask this in His name. We are asking this saint to do this for me, as I, to make sure of it, am saying that I'm so certain of it that I seal it with His name. And the rest of that day, the rest of that day, what are we like? What do we do the rest of that day? What do we do with our temper the rest of that day? What do we do with our dealings with everyone else the rest of that day? We ask ourselves, or rather we ask the saints, to protect those around me, around us. We ask them. And then the rest of that day, by a well-placed word here, and a carefully selected word there, and a certain movement of the hand here, or a certain this there, and we destroy that person's reputation. We trample all over his good name. And we stab him to death. With our tongues. Or perhaps another example. When we speak of humility. Yes. We fight pride. We wish to be meek and humble of heart, and we call upon Saint Joseph. We call upon the Blessed Mother. We call upon Saint Michael. We call upon whoever we call upon, and then we say, we ask these things for us, for me. I ask this in the name of. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then we go out and spend the rest of the day manipulating, domineering, playing mind games with people until people around us will give in to our precious, selfish self-interests. Is that not hypocrisy? We do not seem to think that hypocrisy is a sin. I have heard confessions for nigh on to 60 years. I'm almost positively, absolutely certain, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I have never yet heard the first person confess in confession the sin of hypocrisy. I don't think I have. Hypocrisy is a sin. And if I do not, when I say my prayer, if I do not mean what I say, then, my beloved people, would it not be better if I did not say that prayer at all? Would it not be to be reasonable and logical? It would be better for me not to have said that prayer at all. Because not only would I be violating a promise sealed with an oath, I would also be violating somebody's good name and reputation. You see, my beloved people, this is living our holy religion. Our Lord Himself has said, if you have something against your neighbor, and you approach the altar to place the gift on the altar, leave the gift, He said, and go first and reconcile yourself to the neighbor. And our gift of prayer, our gift of penance, our gift of mortification, our gift of anything else that we may do, going to Mass, saying the Rosary, going to Holy Communion, these are all gifts, my beloved people, that we go up to the altar to place them upon that altar. And yet He says, keep them. Don't bother me with your gifts. until after you've gone and done your duty. I'm not saying this because I have run across this and here, my beloved people. It is because we must all save our souls. What a complete waste of time, energy, suffering, whatever else. If we do all these things with all of the trimmings and leave out that one thing, what good does it do for us to mix all of the trimmings to make a loaf of bread? If we leave out the yeast, we have no bread. Lent is a serious time for serious people to think serious things. The world doesn't comprehend what I'm talking about. Don't go to the world to verify what I'm saying. Because the world doesn't comprehend, it doesn't understand, it doesn't want to hear it. The world is too busy satisfying, just glutting with fast food, self-service, self-interest, self-pleasure. Therefore, as we approach Lent, and after a while, those of you that have not yet received the ashes, come up, please. And I will place ashes on your forehead. And I will say the usual prayer. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. Is all of this that I'm talking about, is all of this that we are talking about and thinking about. Now, first of all, I'm not calling all you hypocrites. Please, 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 please. I'm not saying anything of the sort. If anybody is a hypocrite in this room, look at the one who's talking. But all I am saying is this, my beloved people. Why do we put so much emphasis and importance on a pile of ashes? Is a pile of ashes what it's all about? How stupid can we be? And therefore, for the sake of our salvation, my beloved people, we must take heed. We must take what we're doing. We must not give up our bodies to be burned, as we said last week, if we do not have the proper sentiments to go along with it. What good does it do to go through all of that when we are just playing games? What good does it do us for all of this? Therefore, with the sentiments of Lent, serious, and everybody's talking about, they're saying, something has got to happen. Something is going to happen. It's inevitable that something is going to happen. We are at the brink. We are at the brink. We're falling over. It's over. It's over. Fine. Maybe it is. I don't know. That's not the important thing about how many brinks we're falling over. The only thing that matters, as far as I individually and personally am concerned, is not the brink. It's me. What is my state of soul? That's all that matters. And therefore, I encourage us all to be witness to the importance of our soul. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes. My most dear, my most precious friends, people, I love you.